So AI is the big thing of 2023. I think if this is the worst that AI is gonna be, then it's only gonna get better from here. Quick side note, if you guys are wondering where the heck I am, why I'm in my car, I'm actually about to head into a rehearsal. I just finished working with a client. Busy day. Aside from doing the social media marketing thing, I also am a professional dancer, in case, you know, you guys didn't know that. Some of the ways that we're using AI right now, like the first two examples is one, captions, and two, the content calendar. Captions is, or the copywriting, pretty straightforward. And for the most part, we can like see something and create a story around it. But sometimes you only have an idea and you need some help to really flesh it out. And that's what we've been using ChatGPT for. Along with that, using ChatGPT to help us create a content calendar, albeit it's not perfect, and that you also need to have a very intentional prompt for it, but it does help give us a nice little start to make our jobs a little easier. This gives us a nice idea of where to start, and then we grow from there. So another thing that we are using ChatGPT for is newsletters. So yes, it can write everything that you want. If you've played with it, you'll see the power that it can do if you just give it a simple prompt. But this is where the nuance of it really matters, because it'll give you a general information. The way I still see it in terms of being creative it still matters in the input. There's a certain level of knowledge that you specifically have, a certain philosophy in your approach that ChatGPT doesn't have. So what we use is that we have our certain philosophies and approaches, we add that to the prompts. We let that essentially be the guide in how to write it, how to format it. So that way it's communicated simply and it's in the tone that we want. And the copywriters can focus on what they're good at is writing, but they don't have to do the writing part. They can just take this, and they essentially kind of become more of an editor to improve this foundation and multiplied with their creativity, their experience, their genius. The next thing that we're using AI for is coding. Not exactly the crazy, you know, like C#, C++, or Python type of scripting, but simple stuff that I use for After Effects. Simple scripts on After Effects like I used to, because I'm not on it that much. But that has been helpful. So here's another tool that I heard a friend do in terms of leveraging AI or ChatGPT is, if you can't afford a lawyer to review your legal documents, you can copy and paste those legal documents and have ChatGPT simplify the language for you. Because if you've ever read a legal document, like signing contracts or NDAs or whatever, it can get very confusing if you're not a lawyer yourself. And it helps just to be able to simplify the wording, and ChatGPT will do that for you. Just put in like a paragraph or something in there, or an article or whichever, and just say, summarize this so that a fifth grader can understand it, and then boom, it simplified the contract for you.
Now that's a short list of what we are using AI for to help us with the work we're doing for ourselves, for our clients, to make us be faster, efficient, productive, all the things. This is pretty much the end of the video of the tools we're using and how we're using it, but this is just like me sharing my thoughts on it. I acknowledge and the controversy of it potentially replacing artists. There's several arguments in my head about AI and the creative field. But I also think AI is a little different, but it's the closest metaphor I can find and think of right now is music. Social media gave everyone an opportunity to be an artist, albeit, yes, you still have to be creative. But the thing is, there's so many now, and there's so much opportunity now. And then the only thing that really matters is the quality of your own individual, unique voice, your own brand. And yes, there is an issue of AI that I disagree with about mimicking and using all these styles that a bunch of artists didn't give consent to. I acknowledge that. I think that sucks and that's bullshit. But also, like, while it can just generate lookalikes from different things, I still think, one, you have to have the classical training to be able to fix at this current point in time to fix some of the issues that AI might have. So if you guys have ultimately with the commoditization of creativity in general, it's going to be more important, in my opinion, to have a strong connection with your audience, to have a strong brand. Because while anyone's going to be able to just generate an image or get it off the internet. The ones that really care and really have the taste, the people ultimately connect with people. They're gonna connect with you and your art. They're gonna connect, and that's the audience that you wanna continue catering to, because that AI cannot have a relationship, at least in this point in time, AI cannot have an individual relationship with the end consumer. All it does is just makes it easy for them. It brings convenience. But as the artist, you bring a certain handprint, a certain fingerprint that you put on your art when you create it yourself and then give it to a certain amount of people. With the improvement of, like, one, communication, now the improvement of creation in general, it just made the opportunity to become a gladiator more open to anyone. And that it's now, it really matters how skilled you are at not just your craft, but making a connection with the people who consume your content.